We are hearing, doing, but no sense, no effect. It is for low, for us. And those who have low greed, they can taste something. They can do prema bhakti. Nainam galadashudharaya vadanam gadgadarudhayan. And those who have not yet these things, they can have some taste, some love for these things. And if a very little ray of love, greed comes, then our life is perfect with Him. And if no, then our Krishna bhakti, sadhana, is not there. I have told you that what is sadhana? Sadhana means it will be done for bhav, to manifest bhav in life. If we are doing for soul, then it is called sadhana. Otherwise, not sadhana. In Raganuga Bhajan and in bhakti, sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, samadhan, kirtanam, smaranam, all going. We can have salvation, swarga, and praise in this world, and so many things by that upadhik bhakti. But it will be not called raganuga sadhana bhakti. And when bhava bhakti will come, bhava bhakti will be done for prema bhakti, then it is bhava bhakti. Otherwise, it is not bhava bhakti. Sadhana, when sadhana is done for bhava, then it is sadhana bhakti.
क्या
बोलता है कृति साध्या भवेत साध्य भावा. साध्य भावा मीन्स द साधन विच मैनिफेस्ट भाव देन इट इज कॉल्ड साधन. बट व्हेन एनीथिंग इज received by sadhana, it will not sadhya, but here it is told that nitya siddha bhavasya. Then how we will call it nitya siddha bhava? Understand? Because it is nitya siddhi in kamatmik associates of Krishna. There it is. By sadhana, that bhav comes down in the heart of sadhana.
It doesn't mean, when we say nitya siddhasya bhavasya, it doesn't mean that it exists in a seed within the heart?
Something is there also, something is. By meeting there, it will come. Like pearls.
Pearls.
Anywhere in other things, pearls does not come.
Swati nakshatra.
Swati nakshatra, water, plus that sheep. If there is not sheep,
sheep goes.
Then it will not come. So patri is our heart, jeev, and coming down that thing from there. Both mix. Yeah.
I have a question about raganuga sadhana. You have told us a long time ago how when gopis are doing the aarti, they do with their eyes, with their hearts, and that is the lamp, the ghee lamp. Now we, every day, sometimes we do the aarti, and we offer agarbatti, and then so many items, the water and the shank, then the cloth, then flowers, pushpa, and then chamra, and then peacock's fin. So what will be helpful for us to be thinking in our minds, for example, with the Agrabati?
We will only remember, oh, gopis are doing all these things with their affection. We should remember the archana of aarti of Lalita, Vishakha and all this. It will be for Uddipana. As we see peacocks and we remember the pastimes of Krishna, by this also we can remember the gopis, all these things.
When Lalita is offering water in the aarti, what is she thinking?
There are so many thinkings. One, it may be that they have newly woked from Nishant Lila and she has water and giving on the face of so many things.
And when she offers the cloth?
That there are some symbols that they can tell Jatila and all others. So by the wish of Radhika, she is clearing all these things. So many things can be. Because Radha tells to Srimati Radhika, tells to Krishna that you should do like this. Then Krishna sees towards gopis and they do like so. So there are those hearts are full of these Raganuga bhajan. They may be better and better ideas.
That's why we're asking you.
But I cannot tell all these things which are the ideas of so superior devotees. I can guess very little. Yes. Kitna baj gaya? 12 baj gaya?
5 minute baki hai.
12 bajne mein. Then swagatam. Do swagatam to them. Open the door that they should not. And go some fits.
Srimati Radhika brings the Pulindi girl.
I've told you.
You did. And then I asked you, what happens? And you would not answer at that time.
Raghunath Das Goswami has explained this thing. In his Dankeli Kaumudi, but he has covered that thing that anyone cannot enter in that thing. He has told so many, he has taken the name of so many valuable money and manikyams. But we cannot guess that what is this money and manikyams.
In the Dankeli Chintamani.
He has told everything, but we cannot.
Yeah, we cannot guess. Is there some commentary on this?
Who will do commentary?
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Commentary or commentary.
Maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti has done.
But he has not to disclose money to do nanga.
Spoil it.
It should be like that.
It must come in the heart of the...
By parampara, sishya parampara, it should come. No one should know all these things. Otherwise, kaam and prem will be the same and it will be destroyed.
It comes through sishya parampara. So, one day you will tell us these things?
When I will receive from my Guru Parampara, I will surely tell you what I am waiting for. I know that there is no greed, most desire to have, otherwise it may come. I want the greed, but actually no greed. By telling all these facts, tears should have come, hearts should be melted, no silence will be. Actually, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these things, he used to taste in Gambhira.
Maharaj,
you
said that we don't have greed, but hearing this verse like this will develop greed. Is it true?
Develop, yeah, or come back, there is no greed. Only Srimad Bhagavat has, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told all this. Those who have not greed, by reading, by sadhya, they will have greed. And those who have greed, their greed will be
increased.
And is it true that if there is any trace of worldly calm left, that also will go away by hearing it?
But there should be sadhya. Otherwise calm will come up and it will lead to hell. So we should not give chance to hear. If anyone has no taste in name and Harikatha, he is not liable to see, to hear all these things. Without greed, Sukadeva Goswami has warned us. It should not be disclosed to Kamis.
Karmis. Kami.
Kami, Kormi, all worldly things. One has krodh, kaam, vesh. They should not hear.
But we have, at least I have all these things. So why are you?
I thought that you have no kaam, krodh, lobh. So I, but if you have, then I have done mistake.
I have all of those things.
Then I have been cheated.
But you cannot be cheated. You are much more intelligent. But still, even though I have all those things, I still want to hear these things from you.
That's why I asked, whatever is there is going away.
It is going away. That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
You're saying it's going away.
I believe that even though that's the benefit we're getting. We don't cry when we hear. But any last trace of calm is going gone forever.
Because Srimad Bhagavat has given so aswasandiya.
Blessing.
Blessing.
It has given that blessing.
Consolation.
33rd chapter.
Vishnu. शब्दान्वितो सुनियात जह वर्णये भक्त्या परम
भगवती
पदलब्धम
भक्ति विल कम एंड इट विल थ्रो आउट ऑल द काम्स अदरवाइज काम विल नॉट गो
एनीवे प्लीज डू नॉट even though we are not qualified, please do not.
I have nothing to conceive. I have no such bhakti and no such greed. I am telling like parrot part by breed. Nothing. Really. I once agreed, pure grief. But when I judge myself, then I see that nothing is there.
What to speak of our position?
You may be more than me. Your grief may be.
You once told us that to praise someone beyond what they are is a big insult. So actually you are being kind to us by insulting us now.
I see Gop Kumar meeting with Uddhav and Narada. Eh? You remember? You have read?
Yes.
They are thinking that how strange is that this Gop Kumar is more superior than us. But we are consolating him. Actually, he is more superior. So when I explain all these things, I see that they may be superior. Krishna likes that he should help them so that they may go up to that person, up to me also. So I am helping. As a Kathputali, you know, Kathputali, I am Kathputali.
Now the puppeteer must be hungry. We should let you take your prasad, otherwise we will be, puppets will be dead. So,
learn it. But one was quite ignorant. He did not know read and write. He used to serve by cooking, by
washing
clothes and all other things. But he used to hear very patiently. One day he was out, and this pastime is of Badrinarayan. Shankaracharya and his all companions and these were one side of Ganges, and he had gone to other side by a pool. And all were sitting, and they were telling that you should begin, but yet he was silent. Again and again they requested, but he was silent. The time was going on, and it became that pool was what? Tut gaya. Pool became
broken.
Eh? Broken. And he could not come. But he knew that this our Guruji will start Vedanta in the nick of time. So he jumped in Ganges. It was very hard to cross the Ganga there. Very fast current. But yet anyhow, living, having the clothes of his Gurudev on head, anyhow he crossed the river. And very swiftly he came to his Gurudev. And when he came, all knew that, all were telling to Shankaracharya. He is quite ignorant, he does not know any ABCD. But why you are waiting for? He was not telling anything, he was silent. But when he came, and he did so many stavas in Sanskrit language, so vast words, and they have never heard that words even, what he uttered. And they at once became astonished.
Shankara has done anything in him. And then they began to more Shraddha than before to Shankaracharya and also to that Shishya. So he was waiting for them. I am not so so powerful as Shankara, but I heard from Shankara, our Gurudev.
We are quite dull by that point. At least one part is similar.
Our Guru, you used to tell us all these things.
You knew
so much historical facts. So much historical facts.
Your Guru Dev.
He used to tell that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also knew the history of so many persons. All the persons of his time, before time, and everything. Thoughts of
ideas
of so many sampradaya, sahajiya, sakhi, bheki, and Shankaracharya, and all others. He was a specialist person, Srila Prabhupada.
They say that he had a photographic memory.
Walking encyclopedia.
Guru Maharaj used to tell all his pastimes.
What?
Without Hanuman you cannot come.
I have no strength.
No.
I'm in danger.
बैठ जाइए यहीं पर बीच में. This will carry the weight of four.
No problem. We are light. You are heavy.
Yes, you can see there's four of us, but the bed is sagging with the two of you.
हन्ताजमद्रयबलाहरिदासवरिजो जदराम कृष्णचरणस्पर्शः प्रमोद मानं तनोति सः गोगणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीयसूयवसकन्दर्कन्दमूदय हन्तायमद्रयबला हरिदासवर्यो जदराम कृष्ण चरण स्पर्श प्रमोद मानं तनोति सः गोगणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीयसु यवसकन्दरकन्दमु. Gopis, you are hearing all these things. Hantaya matra bala haridas. He abale. Abala means Sakhi, gopis. He is telling to gopi. Why abala? Because they have no power. They have no fortune to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. they are unfortunate. This. So abala. Really, gopis are not abala. They are sabala because they are themselves, herself, they are powerful, shakti, energy they are, and energy of Krishna. So they are not abala. They are sabala. But yet, they are seeing by their inner eyes that a dust of Vrindavan is so lucky, a grass, a tree, any pond, the particles of water, and everything in Vrindavan, whereas Thaur and Jung are so fortunate to have the darshan of Krishna. Also, what to take darshan? Some of them play to Krishna, play with Krishna, and they have the touching fortune of touching Krishna, lotus feet, hands, and everything. Those who cannot walk, Krishna can walk to them. And on tree he climbs, in ponds he takes baths, to creepers he takes flowers, some creepers, as Priyasi, as he is cutting this thing to them. To cows he does like so, to calves he loves so much, to all calves. So everything of Vrindavan are more fortunate than us. So we are abala. So abala, hantaya ammat adra abala. Hanta hanta, ha hanta hanta. Hanta is stored in khede. Khede means in dukkha. In
sorrow.
In sorrow. If anything is not found and he have any desire that it should be come in my hand, I should get it. But if it does not come and he does not receive that thing, then he becomes so sorrowful. Otherwise, on the other hand, if there is excess of joy, then hant. Here, in khede means in sorrowful. They are full of sorrow. They are disappointed that we have no chance to see Krishna, what to touch, and to play, see Govardhan, they are reminding Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan, I am means asau, there are two words to denote anything, asau, very far away things, I am this boy, this thing. I am means as if the gopis are with so nearer to
right there itself,
and they are telling like so, but they are not there. They are in home because it has been first told, but they are so much feeling love, affection. They have become pramada, you know.
Mad.
Pramada.
Very mad.
Pramada is told for rare women's. Pramada. Krishnasya pramada. And in love they have become so much
pramod like Giriraj Govardhan. He does not know anything of him. Deha Dahi, everything he has forgotten. Deha Dahi, you know, Deha Mani this. Mani, I am this body. And Dahik Mani, related with this physical body. Everything. To eat, to drink, clothes, relations, so many. They have forgotten everything. So they are called Pramada. When they are doing a rash with Krishna, they are called Pramada. Because there is chance of being so much overcrowded with love, affection with Krishna. And at that time they became Manavati or Anuragavati and then Mahabhavavati and more than that. Then at that time they are called Pramada. Pramada, Ramapate. Here Ramapate means Krishna. Here Adri Mane Giriraj Govardhana, I am this. They are sitting in their house and talking about the fortune of Adri, that is Giriraj Govardhana. How he is fortunate, you see. Haridasa Varijo. This Adri is Haridasa Varijo. Why Haridasa Varijo? Because if anyone serves Krishna and Krishna is served, when in any service the servant gets so much overjoyed by serving and by his service the master gains so much joy, then he is Haridas. Understand? What?
So when the servant he serves, he feels great joy and the master feels joy.
Both.
Both.
Who got more joy?
The master, by seeing the servant overjoyed.
And also by seeing his joy, he becomes more. Then there is rivalry between them. And it is hard to tell that who is overjoyed. Like gopis and Krishna, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been given. But if anyone serves his master and feels some klesh, difficulty means
cost
means kya?
Suffering,
anything. That means hands are so much head, or this or that, or he is not sleeping. I have to serve him and I become so tired, and I have not sleep. I have to give everything. Then that is not service. And if any servant is doing service, and unwillingly he takes his service, then that sevak is not sevak. He is baka. Bak, you know?
Crooked.
White. Bird.
Duck. It's a crane.
No se. Sevak means minus se. There is no se, only buck is there. No?
Se, buck.
Those who servicing, but feeling something that I am tired, I am so, I have not
feeling no such ananda, like Govardhan, when he serves, he becomes romancha pulak, asru, kampa, and I have touched the feet of Krishna, oh, he becomes overjoyed and overjoyed. Indra is
by thunder.
He is biting, he is felling vajra on Govardhana, lightning. But yet he doesn't. He knows that, oh, very ananda, he is doing like so. No? So, Govardhana is most superior servant. So, if anyone serves his Gurudev, and Gurudev becomes so pleasant, and this servant is also so much, feeling so much joy by serving. If he has to give his neck for Gurudev, but he is so much pleasant that I am serving, and he is becoming pleasant, that servant is servant, like you all. You have served like so. And you have made your Prabhu Master, spiritual Master, so pleased, and he became so pleased. So these are servants. So here he is telling that he is serving Krishna. And who is Haridas? Haridas Varja, I am Adri. Adra mane is Govardhan. Who is his master? Haridev is his master. You know Haridev? Where he is? On the body of Giriraj Govardhan. A serpent can serve his master by tan, man, dhan, vidya, buddhi, and what he has, by everything, he is serving his master. If a man only serving his spiritual master or his priyatam, only by words, not by heart, not by his body, not by his dhan, wealth, then he is not a good servant. If he serves by all meanings, even by heart, even by this body, someone can serve Krishna. Das can serve also by body, also by mind, also by everything. But he cannot give his soul and man to full extent. And that is called Aishwarya Bhava. A sakha can serve Krishna, but his whole body cannot give in his service. Mother and father also can serve Krishna, giving everything, their neck and everything. But they cannot give one thing. But gopis can give everything, nothing for them. Lok, lajja, everything. No? So Giriraj Govardhan is, they are seeing that Govardhan never keeps anything for him. He gives everything to Krishna. In Bhagavatam 10th, the three persons have been told, Haridas. Krishnam sansmarayan reme haridaso brajaukasam. We see that Narada is also bhakta. He serves Krishna and all other avatars. Prahlad, Dhruva, Narada, Vyas, all are servants. But in Srimad Bhagavat, only 3 persons have been denoted as this Haridas. First, Yudhishthira Maharaj. In Rajasuya Yajna, when all rishis, Brahmarshis, Bhishma Pitama, and Vyas, Narad, everyone came there. Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "Oh, I am so much fortunate today that these rishis have come to me to see Krishna. So I am so much fortunate." Oh, then Yudhishthira Maharaj told that, "You are my greatest sant in this world. Krishna wants to meet you. And by sansmarana, by remembering the rishis like you, more than Krishna anyone can have." Understand? I'm not telling any appropriate word, but you should
fill in. Okay.
Narada told that you are lakhs and lakhs times more fortunate than us. You are sitting in your home and this Nilinga Gud Krishna. Nilinga Gud means?
Blue.
For all human beings, this Krishna is not sinful, not a sin, but he always lives in your home as a servant, as a master, as a sakha. By all means he also does service in your home to horses and to wash the feet of all the rishis and all the persons who will join this Rajasuya Yajna. He is doing service. We have not come to see Krishna here, but we have come to see you all, that you have met that unparajit Krishna, Ajaya Krishna, so, mane, kya?
Conquered, you have conquered him.
Conquered him. So we have come only to see you, that this Krishna, Parabrahma, Sakshat Krishna, is always with you in your home, like a very
bosom friend.
Buddha friends. And he began to be Narada. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami, in overjoy, he is telling, "Oh, how wonderful is this!" Haridasasya Rajarse Rajasuyam Mahodayam. That this Haridasasya means Yudhishthirasya Pandavasya of Pandava. Oh, how fortunate they are. That in their Rajasuya Yajna, we have all gathered to see them with Krishna here. And they are so much doing service to Krishna that Krishna is controlled by them. So he is Haridas. He is not doing personal service, but all Pandavas, his mother, his wife, his children, all the men of his kingdom, everyone is servicing Krishna. So Krishna is controlled by tan, man, dhan, vidya, by everything they are servicing. They have got everything. But yet he told only Haridas to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Next, it has been told by gopis that, Sukadeva Goswami has told, Krishnam sansmarayan reme haridaso brajau gosam. Haridas var, not varja. He is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, in Obharjaya, that Krishna has sent Uddhava to console his father, mother, and gopis and all the Brajaukasani, those who live in Vrindavan. So he, Haridaswar, has given everything in the service of Krishna. So he, Haridaswar, he, Krishna ordered him that he should do himself. So by taking him as a pratinidhi, representative, he sent Uddhava. He could not do himself, but he sent Uddhava. And he went to gopis also. So he is Haridas was. But now, what?
Why he didn't come himself?
There were so many reasons to spread the mahima of separation. Mahima means
glory.
And in meeting what stage is of gopis and is separation, mahabhav, chitra, jalpa, and if there was no separation, all these things were unknown to this world. So he helped them. All will tell Krishna that he was nishthur, nirmam, nishthur,
cruel.
Krishna liked to hear all these words for gopis. Vishnu
Shadanvito
Sunyadja Parnayidhya Bhaktya Param
Bhagavati
Padilakhatam. Bhakti will come and it will throw out all the kams. Otherwise, kam will not go.
Anyway, please do not. Even though we are not qualified, please do not.
I have nothing to conceal. I have no such bhakti and no such greed. I am telling like parrot part by breed. Nothing. Really. I want a greed. Pure greed. But when I judge myself, then I see that nothing is there.
What to speak of our position?
You may be more than me. Your grade may be.
You once told us that to praise someone beyond what they are is a big insult. So actually you are being kind to us by insulting us now.
I see Gop Kumar.
meeting with Uddhav and Narada. You remember? You have read?
Yes.
They are thinking that how strange is that this Gop Kumar is more superior than us. But we are consolating him. Actually, he is more superior than us. So when I explain all these things, I see that they may be superior. Krishna likes that he should help them so that they may go up to that person, up to me also. So I am helping. As a Kathputali, you know Kathputali? I am Kathputali.
Now the puppeteer must be hungry. We should let you take your prasad, otherwise we will be, puppets will be dead. So,
learn it. But one was quite ignorant. He did not know read and write. He used to serve by cooking, by
washing
clothes and all other things. But he used to hear very patiently. One day he was out and this pastime is of Badri Narayan. Shankaracharya and his all companions and these were one side of Ganges. And he had gone to other side by a pool. All were sitting. They were telling that you should begin. But yet he was silent. Again and again they requested. But he was silent. The time was going on. It became that pool was what? Tut gaya. Pool became
broken.
Broken. And he could not come. But he knew that this our Guruji will start Vedanta in the nick of time. So he jumped in Ganges. It was very hard to cross the Ganga there. Very fast current. But yet anyhow, having the clothes of his Gurudev on head, anyhow he crossed the river and very swiftly he came to his Gurudev. And when he came, all knew that, all were telling to Shankaracharya. He is quite ignorant, he does not know any ABCD. But why you are waiting for? He was not telling anything, he was silent. But when he came and he did so many stav in Sanskrit language, so vast words, and they have never heard that words even, what he uttered. And they at once became astonished. Shankaracharya has done anything in him. And then they began to more Shraddha than before to Shankaracharya and also to that Shishya. So he was waiting for them.
His name was Govinda.
I am not so so powerful as Shankar, but I heard
dull.
From Shankar, our Gurudev.
We are quite dull by that point. At least one part is similar.
Our Guru, you used to tell us all these things.
So you
knew so much historical facts. So much historical facts.
Your Guru Guruji.
He used to tell that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also knew the history of so many persons. All the persons of his time, before time, and everything. What were the vichar ka kya? Thoughts of
ideas
of so many sampradaya, sahajiya, sakhi, bheki, and Shankaracharya and all others. He was a specialist person, Srila Prabhupada.
They say that he had a photographic memory.
Walking encyclopedia.
Guru Maharaj used to tell all his pastimes.
What?
Without Hanuman, you cannot come.
I have no strength.
No.
I'm not even carried it.
बैठ जाइए यहीं पर बीच में. This will carry the weight of four.
This.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem. We are light. You are heavy.
Yes, you can see there's four of us. But the bed is sagging with the two of you.
Attend. Hantaya matraya vala haridasa varijo jadaram krishna charana sparasaha pramoda manang tanotisa gogana yosta yurjat pani asuyavasakandar kandamude hantaya matraya vala हरिदास बरजो जदराम कृष्ण चरण स्पर्श प्रमोद मानं तनोति सह गो गणयोस्तयोर्यत् पानीयसु यवसकंदर कंदमु. गोपीज, you are hearing all these things. Hantaya matra bala haridas. He abale. Abala means Sakhi, gopis. He is telling to gopi. Why abala? Because they have no power. They have no fortune to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. They are unfortunate. So abala. Really, gopis are not abala. They are sabla because they are herself. They are powerful, Shakti, energy there, and energy of Krishna. So they are not Abala, they are Sabala. But yet, they are seeing by their inner eyes that a dust of Vrindavan is so lucky, a grass, a tree, any pond, the particles of water, and everything in Vrindavan, whereas Thaur and Jungle are so fortunate to have the darshan of Krishna. Also, what to take darshan? Some of them play to Krishna, play with Krishna, and they have the touching fortune of touching Krishna, lotus feet, hands, and everything. Those who cannot walk, Krishna can walk to them. And on tree he climbs, in ponds he takes baths, to creepers he takes flowers from creepers, as Priyasi, as he is cutting this thing to them. To cows he does like so. To calves he loves so much to all calves. So everything of Vrindavan are more fortunate than us. So we are abla. So abla, hantaya ammat adra abla. Hanta hanta, ha hanta hanta. Hanta is stored in khede. Khede means in dukkha. In sorry.
Sorrow.
In sorrow. If anything is not found and he have any desire that it should be come in my hand, I should get it. But if it does not come, and he does not receive that thing, then he becomes so sorrowful. Otherwise, on the other hand, if there is excess of joy, then hant hant. Here, in khede, khede means in sorrowful. They are full of sorrow. They are disappointed that we have no chance to see Krishna, what to touch and to play. See Govardhan. They are reminding Krishna, Giriraj Govardhan. I am means asau. There are two words to denote anything. Asau, very far away things. I am this thing. I am means as if the gopis are with so nearer to
right there itself.
And they are telling like so. But they are not there. They are in home because it has been first told. But they are so much feeling love, affection. They have become pramada. Pramada, you know?
Mad.
Pramada.
Very mad.
Pramada is told for rare women. Pramada. Krishnasya pramada. And in love they have become so much pramod, like Giriraj Govardhan. He does not know anything of him. Deha Daihik, everything he has forgotten. Deha Daihik, you know, Deha Mani this. Mani, I am this body. And Daihik Mani, related with this physical body. Everything. To eat, to drink, clothes, relations, so many. They have forgotten everything. So they are called Pramada. When they are doing Ras with Krishna, they are called Pramada. Because there is chance of being so much overcrowded with love, affection with Krishna. And at that time they became Manavati or Anuragavati and then Mahabhavati and more than that. Then at that time they are called Pramada. Pramada Ramapate. Here Ramapate means Krishna. Here Adri, Mane Giriraj Govardhana, I am this. They are sitting in their house and talking about the fortune of Adri, that is Giriraj Govardhana. How he is fortunate, you see. Haridasa Varijo. This Adri is Haridasa Varijo. Why Haridasa Varijo? Because if anyone serves Krishna and Krishna is served, when in any service the servant gets so much overjoyed by serving and by his service the master gains so much joy, then he is Haridas. Understand? What?
That when the servant he serves, he feels great joy and the master feels joy.
Both. Who got more joy?
The master, by seeing the servant overjoyed.
And also by seeing his joy, he becomes more. Then there is rivalry between them. And it is hard to tell that who is overjoyed. Like gopis and Krishna, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been given. But if anyone serves his master and feels some place, difficulty means kills.
Cost
means kya?
Suffering.
Feels sufferings, anything. That meant hands are so much. Had, or this or that, or he is not sleeping. I have to serve him and I become so tired and I have not sleep. I have to give everything. Then that is not service. And if any servant is doing service, and unwillingly he takes his service, then that sevak is not sevak. He is baka. Bak, you know?
Crooked.
White bird.
Duck.
Yeah. Duck.
Duck.
It's a crane. White. Bakasura.
No se. Sevak means minus se. There is no se, only bak is there. No.
Se, bak.
Those who servicing, but feeling something that I'm tired, I'm so, I'm not. Feeling no such ananda. Like Govardhan, when he serves, he becomes romanch, pulak, asru, kampa, and I have touched the feet of Krishna, oh, he becomes upadjvaya and upadjvaya. Indra is he's felling vajra on Govardhana, lightning. But yet he doesn't. He knows that, oh, very Anand, he is doing like so. No? So, Govardhan is most superior servant. No? So, if anyone serves his Gurudev, and Gurudev becomes so pleasant, and this servant is also so much, feeling so much joy by serving. If he has to give his neck for Gurudev, but he is so much pleasant that I am serving, and he is becoming pleasant, that servant is servant, like you all. You have served like so. And you have made your Prabhu Master, spiritual Master, so pleased, and he became so pleased. So these are servants. So here he is telling that he is serving Krishna. And who is Haridas? Haridas Varja, I am Adri. Adra mane is Govardhan. Who is his master? Who is his master? Haridev is his master. You know Haridev? Where he is? On the body of Giriraj Govardhan. A servant can serve his master by tan, man, dhan, vidya, buddhi, and what he has, by everything, he is serving his master. If a man only serving his spiritual master or his priyatam, only by words, not by heart, not by his body, not by his dhan, wealth, then he is not a good servant. If he serves by all meanings, even by heart, even by this body, someone can serve Krishna. Das can serve also by body, also by mind, also by everything. But he cannot give his soul and mind to full extent. And that is called Aishwarya Bhava. A Sakha can serve Krishna, but his whole body cannot give in his service. Mother and father also can serve Krishna, giving everything, their neck and everything. But they cannot give one thing. But gopis can give everything, nothing for them. Lok, Lajja, everything. No? So Giriraj Govardhan is, they are seeing that Govardhan never keeps anything for him. He gives everything to Krishna. No? In Bhagavatam 10th, three persons have been told, Haridas. Krishnam sansmarayan reme haridaso brajaukasam. We see that Narada is also bhakta. He serves Krishna and all other avatars. Prahlad, Dhruva, Narad, Vyas, all are servants. But in Srimad Bhagavat, only three persons have been denoted as this Haridas. First, Yudhishthir Maharaj. In Rajasuya Yajna, when all rishis, Brahmarshis, Bhisham Pitama, and Vyas, Narad, everyone came there. Yudhishthira Maharaj told, "Oh, I am so much fortunate today that these rishis have come to me to see Krishna. So I am so much fortunate." Oh, then Yudhishthira Maharaj told that, "You are my greatest sant in this world. Krishna wants to meet you. And by sansmarana, by remembering the rishis like you, more than Krishna anyone can have. Understand? I'm not telling any appropriate word, but you should
fill in."
Nara told that, "You are lakhs and lakhs times more fortunate than us. You are sitting in your home and this Nilinga Gud Krishna." Nilinga Gud means?
Blue.
For all human beings, this Krishna is not sinful, not a sin, but he always lives in your home as a servant, as a master, as a sakha. By all means he also does service in your home to horses and to wash the feet of all the rishis and all the persons who will join this Raishu Yajna. He is doing service. We have not come to see Krishna here, but we have come to see you all, that you have met that unparajit Krishna, Ajaya Krishna, so, mane, kya?
Conquered, you have conquered him.
Conquered him. So we have come only to see you, that this Krishna, Parabrahma, Sakshat Krishna, is always with you in your home, like a very
bosom friend.
Buddha friends. And he began to weep in our bosom. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami, in overjoy, he is telling, "Oh, how wonderful is this!" Haridasasya Rajarse Rajasuyam Mahodayam. That this Haridasasya means Yudhishthirasya Pandavasya of Pandava. Oh, how fortunate they are. That in their Rajasuya Jagya, we have all gathered to see them with Krishna here. And they are so much doing service to Krishna that Krishna is controlled by them. So he is Haridas. He is not doing personal service, but all Pandavas, his mother, his wife, his children, all the men of his kingdom, everyone is servicing Krishna. So Krishna is controlled by tan, man, dhan, vidya, by everything they are servicing. They have got everything. But yet he told only Haridas to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Next, it has been told by gopis that, Sukadeva Goswami has told, "Krishnam sansmarayan reme Haridaso brajau gosam." Haridas var, not varja. He is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, in overjoy, that Krishna has sent
Uddhava to console his father, mother, and gopis and all the Braja Ukasanga, those who live in Vrindavan. So he, Haridaswar, has given everything in the service of Krishna. So he, Haridaswar, he, Krishna ordered him that he should do himself. So by taking him as a pratinidhi,
representative,
he sent Uddhava. He could not do himself, but he sent Uddhava. And he went to gopis also. So he is Haridaswar. But now, what?
Why he didn't come himself?
There were so many reasons to spread the mahima of separation. Mahima means
glories.
And in meeting, what stage is of gopis and is separation. Mahabhav, Chitra, Jalpa, and if there was no separation, all these things were unknown to this world. So he has done so. All will tell Krishna that he was nishthur, nirmam, nishthur,
cruel.
Krishna liked to hear all these words for gopis.